Hey, scum! This is Odorous Urungus of the Mighty Guar, and you are listening to Jet on Metal Messiah Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Metal Magdalene with Jet. Tonight we have with us a guest who is absolutely out of this world, Mr. Odorous Urungus of the Mighty Guar. Welcome to the show.
Sorry, just choking down the last mouthful of baby flesh.
Oh, awesome. Well, I'm sorry to disturb you during lunchtime.
No. It's fine. Hello, everybody out there. Yes, it's me, Odorous.
Awesome. Now, Odorous, tell us a little bit about yourself so the listeners can get to know you a bit. You know, where you're from, your parents, and how you ended up in a band on this planet.
Right, okay, yeah. Long story short, outer space, me and the guys, marooned here, but now kind of call Earth home. We are the metal band Guar, the Eternal Scumdog Warriors, and masters of this planet, and also a fucking kick-ass metal band, and that's pretty much how we roll. We go around the world, staging these cannibalistic blood orgies. We draw the humans in, and we feed them to our giant meat grinder. But we a lot of other stuff, too.
And you're so intriguing, right? This is just you, right? Fox News talk show had you as their intergalactic correspondent for like a year or so. Why did they drop you? Were they afraid that you were going to take over the whole network?
I'm sure that was behind their goal. They didn't really ever give me a good explanation. They simply stopped giving me good directions to the studio, and I couldn't find it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think there was some content issues raised. I mean, I didn't know Fox was the supposed evil empire. I just thought they were the guys responsible for Homer Simpson. I love The Simpsons, you know, so... I was enjoying my tenure as an intergalactic correspondent, trying to set the human straight about any number of misconceptions. And quite unexpectedly, as does happen, I find quite often, I found this out, in the world of television, for the first time, instead of giving, I got the axe.
Well, sort of. It sounds like they were just trying, like you said, they kept moving the address so you couldn't get there. I'm convinced that it was more along the lines that they thought that you were going to take over, and they were a little fearful.
Yeah, they were terrified. And once they found out who they really had on their show, at first they were like, oh, look at the funny monster clown from outer space. Oh, he's so amusing. And then, yes, people began to disappear, entire floors of a Fox downtown area were being gutted. There were several staff meetings that just went south rather rapidly. And I suppose, yes, at that point, they're like, this guy's going to kill everything, and, like, he hasn't even had the rest of the band on yet.
It's either him or us, so off you went.
I forced their network into a gypsy-like existence, and they're afraid to even tell the constituents where to go to work.
There you go. And then, hey, you were also on Jerry Springer at one point, too. Was that a Baby Daddy show?
Oh, Baby Daddy, yes. Our Odorous spawned all the baby daddies out there by having sex with apes to create the human race. And Jerry Springer, who doesn't seem to have changed one iota in 30, 40, 50, 80 years, I don't know, however long he's been alive, he was a gracious host and and was fed to our world maggot, I might add. So, and I think right about then as well, that basically spawned the whole slew of poor quality talk shows that followed in the wake of that. You know, just everything became white trash and dog shit after Guar was on Jerry Springer.
No, Odorous, as the frontman of Guar, would it be safe to say that you get the most groupies?
Well, I mean, considering we all have the power to take whatever we want and do what we want with it, anything, it would be hard to say. I certainly put more energy into it than the other guys. I was just complaining to a slave about all the time I waste just, you know, attacking hordes of women. And, you know, there's other things I could be doing. I don't know what exactly, you know. What can I say? I'm a sexual being.
It shows. I think I've been to a few shows where the cuttlefish got a little overly excited. to the crowd, have you ever had any accusations of impregnating anyone at these shows? Because from what I hear from scientific studies is that the cuddle cum is some pretty powerful stuff and can penetrate almost anything.
Oh, well, you wouldn't believe the amount of lawsuits that I'm continually ignoring. And child support payments that I just basically fly across the world and throw gold pieces out the window. The only way to keep them all fed.
You guys, you did some great barbecues in the past, right? This year, too, and one of the biggest hits at the Gwar beer is the Gwar beer at these barbecues. Now, tell us a little bit about the beer, and is there any kind of special ingredient that goes in this Gwar beer?
The Gwar beer is, believe it or not, made out of the sweat of Gwar fans and is accumulated during the slam pit at our shows.
Ah.
Foulest. Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting, but somehow they've managed to distill that into a beer that they've called beer. And they drank every damn drop of it. Those drunkard Gwar fans just couldn't get enough of Gwar beer. And what a creative title for the beer. Gwar beer is called Gwar beer. What else do you need to know?
There's nothing. I mean, is this still available, or did they drink every last drop?
Nope. They drank it. They slurped it all up, and I got my good share of it, I'll tell you that. They basically just made me a small lake, and I just bathed in it until it was slurped dry, and I was just laying a bloated, insensate blob at the bottom of the thing.
Tell us who's in the band now. What's the lineup?
Well, it's the same guys, except for the new one. Of course, we've got Jizmack on the drums, Ballsack, Jaws of Death, of course. Big goat leg guy. He's on guitar. Then we've got the Beefcake Mighty, the armored kind of gay clown, big fat dude that's in the band. And then, of course, the new scum dog, Pustulus Maximus, who is a guitar player, and following in the unfillable footsteps of the flattest Maximus, he is he's proven himself more than up to the challenge, and it's brought Gwar into a new place musically that is particularly savage as we vent the hatred that we feel in ourselves and so many things that we see, especially the loss of our scumdog brother, and somehow took that experience and made an album out of it that fucking is going to rock your socks off.
Well, tell us a little bit about the new album. What's this all about, and where was it recorded?
It was recorded at our own Slave Pit studio at the very time that we have recorded our full album at our own studio, twiddling the knobs ourselves. That ball sack, he's quite a twiddler. If they can play guitars, I suppose they can twiddle knobs. So even there's less knob twiddling than ever. It's more like computer stuff now and mouse clicks, you know. It's very, very strange the way that they make music has changed, but or at least the way they record it has changed so many ways, and we've mastered this technology easily. In fact, I'm sure we invented it, and we've plowed onwards with it, and it's given us a new ability, having your own studio, of course, you know, and pretty much anyone can record their own band nowadays, you know. It's pretty easy to do, but of course, to get the really ball-crushing sounds that we require, it kind of takes it, you know, out of the studio in the basement kind of idea. You've actually got to make a real studio. And we really did. And to record what first started as a musical tribute to our fallen scumdog brother, then it became an expression of the new Pustulus and his musical and personal attitude, and it was so strong that it rose to the fore.
Mm-hmm.
And then right about then, we got attacked by fucking a whole new host of cosmic enemies, and so it became the story of that struggle. And then finally, we were done with the damn thing, and you know, getting out of the road, getting out the door, hitting the road.
And hitting the road is going to be very exciting for Gwar fans, because, you know, from what I hear, you got a whole new show planned with Mr. Perfect.
Yes, the Mr. Perfect will be there along with his host of mutated followers to dry us bare, strain us of all of our creative juices in their mad quest to learn the secret of immortality. Who knows why these creatures
are trying to mess with us, and we're just trying to have a nice metal show, you know, eat some humans, grind them up, make some guar dog food, you know, it's like, and then we're getting attacked by the latest fucking superpowered shithead from outer space. It'll fucking drive you nuts, man!
And speaking of going back out, you know, getting back out on the road with the new album, what about the Cuttlefish? Is the Cuttlefish all in one piece? Is everything doing good there with your buddy?
He's there. He's hanging right here. He's right here right now.
Yeah, great. He's hanging out there.
It's perfect. Everything's wonderful with the Cuttlefish. It's the most wonderful thing. And he'll always be with me. He's bigger than ever. I'm leaning up against the wall with him right now.
He's bigger than ever. Now, didn't he get you in a little bit of trouble, though, every now and then? Didn't something happen years ago where they actually took the Cuttlefish from you and took him into custody?
Well, yeah, they had to drug me into a completely unconscious stupor before then, and they caught me with my pants down, so to speak, and I actually sawed the Cuttlefish off of my body, and I never got it back, so I just grew a new one, you know, and it's just twice as big as the old one, so that's a good thing. But then again, Cuttlefishes continue to grow as they get older, so that one that I never got back, it's probably out there somewhere.
So you're like a starfish, you just regenerate when the pieces are cut off.
Exactly. But the thing is, the piece that gets cut off, it doesn't die. So, you know, it's like, oh no, it's out there somewhere.
So it's probably out there spawning. Maybe some point in time, you'll all meet up
again. We'll hear about it on the internet. We'll take one look at it. We'll go, we know what that is. Oh, boy.
And then it'll be a whole nother reunion. You can get reunited with the old Cuttlefish.
I don't know how I feel about that, because it might be kind of pissed off at me, you know. Mm. Like, we had a very special bond, you know, and I let my little buddy just get ripped out of between my legs there, you know.
That's true.
Might be pissed off at me, and he might have grown a lot, you know. I don't want to be on the receiving end of that thing, honestly.
That's true. We don't want the revenge.
The revenge of the
couple. The showdown. I smell another album coming on.
I can see a tour. I can see it all. That could be the big one for Guar.
We'll save that for the grand finale, the fight of the Cuttlefish. Oh, my God.
Cuttlefish 1, the movie, film, video game.
Oh, so.
Ride. It'll be great.
So, Odorous, tell us some more about the album. I mean, do you guys have any guests on this one? Did you, any new elements? Yeah. You're not playing banjo or anything on this one?
No, nothing like that. No guests. We're not like those dumb rap bands that get every person ever to list their names. It's like, I don't even think we have a thanks list. In fact, I don't know if there's room. I know there are lyrics. I wrote them. But the whole experience, the whole thing has been in the can now for a few months, and had time to listen to it and ruminate on its majesty. And, you know, and we can't wait to start playing these songs live for the fans. I think it's a great new chapter in our musical legacy. And Madness of the Core of Time and Bloodbath, both songs that we've released so far, have gotten out there real well. So, hey. You know, it's time to party.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to it. Now, you've been in this band for like 30 years, multiple albums, you know, writing all the lyrics. Where the hell do you get the ideas for these lyrics?
Well, they're just events that happened in my life. So I'm trying to record an album, and some gigantic flail-armed octopoid creature is coming through time trying to rip my balls off. I mean, I basically just have to tell you what's going on in day-to-day adventures, and basically from that springs reality.
And there you have it, a Guar song.
It helps, yeah. It helps to be really fucked up on drugs all the time.
That's the secret. Now, hey, wasn't there a time when you actually had females in the band? How come that didn't work out so hot for you?
Oh, it worked out great. We enjoyed Flatminster for many years. She was the mistress of the unplumbed depths, but she finally went off on her own. She got sick of hanging out with a bunch of raucous, obnoxious metal bass barbarian pirates from
beyond the core of time, you know, and she kind of started doing her own very empowered female thing. And she's keeping a low profile, but I assure you that she could return at any moment.
Ah.
Bloody tampon. Bringing a bloody tampon and breathing fire. Super superpowers.
Well, women have a lot of superpowers like that.
Definitely. Well, we miss her, and she does make an occasional appearance. And we have, I'll tell you one thing about Sly Menster. We have tried we haven't tried to find another female scum dog, you know. that's her position, and mm-hmm. anytime she wants to come back and fill it, she knows that the job is waiting for her.
Awesome. So tell us, where can people keep up with what's going on with the band? Tours, merchandise, if there's, you know, the Cuttlefish is getting in any trouble, where could they go and check all this out?
Well, just go to the internet and type the word GWAR. There's, of course, www.gwar.net, and there's a GWAR Facebook page. And there's a GWAR there's an Odorous Twitter feed, which is very, very active and well-followed, and that's the real Odorous. And, you know, and then there's just a million other things. You know, there's so many clubs and fans and websites. I mean, the internet is the best place to find out anything about us. I mean, you can see us on YouTube and find out all the concert updates. But, yes, the GWAR website, the GWAR.net, and, of course, the GWAR official Facebook page is always a great place to go.
So tell people what they can expect when going to see a GWAR show. How should they prepare themselves?
Well, they should wear their finest clothes, tuxedos for the men, and hoop skirts for the women. They should go expecting to see an acoustic display of authentic Bulgarian roof thatching music. And what they will get is drenched in blood, assaulted by sonic savagery, and ultimately an axe through the head.
So it sounds like a very pleasant evening to take the girlfriend, the fiancé, anybody that you're trying to impress, really, out.
Old people, especially. They're hilarious in the pit.
All right, Odorous, thank you so much for taking the time to do this here with us today. Good luck on the road, and keep that damn cuttlefish under control.
I will try. It's got a mind of its own, though. I kind of let it run the show. My brain's actually hanging in my balls, so it makes things difficult at times.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time out and just hang on the line for 1 second.
Okay.